people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
All right, we're going to talk today about radical acceptance, and it is a vastly important thing when it comes to, we've been talking about this concept of the psychological practice of DBT, the therapy, dialectical behavior therapy. And one of the things that is taught through that is radical acceptance, because people who have abusive tendencies or have survived abuse tend to be higher alert than most people, not tend to be, are on higher alert than most people. And therefore, they tend to kind of look at situations and evaluate, as we said the other day, like a tricorder. In other words, they don't just record the information, but they also compute it and try and make up, in many cases, negative scenarios. And the reason for that is not because they're bad people. It's because it's a self-defense mechanism. If you can think through the negative side of something, then the ego tells you you're likely to avoid it. Now, what we know metaphysically is that you're actually going to attract it. I've shared this story before, but for me, it's the one whenever I think about radical acceptance or acceptance of any kind. I think about this time when I made, and this is something, it's a long story, but it's something I want us to do when you all come down to Key Largo for our complaint-free, I don't know what we'd call it, a seminar, I think, for a weekend. We've actually got a name, but anyway, I made this sand sculpture, and it's one of those things where you very carefully pour different colors of sand into a glass, and then you take tools and you poke and you sculpt the top layer, and then you add a little bit more sand, and you know, if you want to put a bird over here, little dribble of white, and then push the ends down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, this was something that took me a very, very long time to do. And then I wanted to take it to school. You know where this is going. And show everybody. And more importantly, it was part of a poem that I was supposed to read. So it was like a project for school. And I remember getting to school, and I had made it all the way to school in my car. I was driving at the time and had gotten it that far. I was probably in the 11th grade. And went out at lunch to get the thing very carefully. And as I opened the door, have you ever done this? You got something in your hand. I did it just yesterday. And you accidentally bump your elbow and your arm jumps. And I went, and all this sand. And in that moment, I realized that there was no way to put that sand back in the jar the way it was. There's no way to pick the sand up. It was over and it was done. And I needed to simply accept that. And which also meant that it was going to be bad for my grade, because that was what I needed to now go and tell my English teacher. I didn't have this other part of my project. It's amazing sometimes we can accept the really big things when they happen because we feel like there is such finality to them. And yet the little things that happen, we struggle with. One of the things that's recommended in one of these books that I'm reading is a phrase that really helps me with this concept of acceptance. And that is, I may not like what is happening right now, but I accept it just the way it is. Now, there's a lot of power in that, because so often we think acceptance means you have no reaction to it. You have to like it. It means you immediately look around and start finding the blessing and the challenge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But acceptance is, it's kind of like we talked about yesterday with the rest, R-E-S-T. First, you just relax your body, right? Then you try and deal with something. You don't try and deal with something effectively and then let your body relax. So the goal is first and foremost to relax your body. Now, with this idea, you acknowledge that you don't like what's going on. I may not like what's going on, but I accept it just the way it is. I may not like what's going on, but I accept it just the way It is. I was thinking about how this past year, for the first time that I can ever remember, during an election, we had people who were saying, I don't accept it. And that was such a weird place to be in, wasn't it? I don't accept it. There were people around, there's still people around here who just don't accept the election. And that's their thing. And what I would guess I would comment on that is that they're feeling a lot of upset and anxiety about that, if that's their perspective. The thing about radical acceptance is that it makes us think, you know, I can't go on. I can't do this without processing it through. And the truth of that is not, that's not the truth. You need to simply just accept it, breathe through it. Several times we would, and they actually bring them here. The Buddhist monks will come down here to Key Largo. I think it's actually Isla Mirada. And they build this beautiful, and it's not a mala, it's a mandala. That's right. They build a mandala, and they'll spend a very, very, very long time creating this beautiful sand sculpture, multicolored sand side lying on its side. And people will come and see it. They will take pictures with it. They will pray, etc. And this is sort of, it's a unique creation that can never be created again. That's the idea. And at the end, the monks then brush all the sand away to show the ephemeral nature of life. Life is ephemeral. It's always changing. And the only way to move out of a situation usually is to first accept it. First, accept it. And that's the hard part. To accept when something is lost to you forever. To accept when you discover something about yourself or someone else. To accept when someone treats you in a certain way. And to realize that it's not attached to your value and your worth. It's funny, I'm doing this exercise right now about writing about God. And as you know, I'm an ordained minister and been speaking in churches for 30 years. And I think a lot of times, even though we prayer brings to us the things that we aspire to receive, we give too much credit for the magic in our world, for God in our world. God helps those who really get out and do the things that are important to them. So we see ourselves doing that and accepting it, accepting what is going on first and foremost, and that's how we're able to move forward from it. So what's going on with you? You don't have to put it in the comment section. I'm not asking you to. I just want you to ask yourself, what is it you're hanging on to? What is it that you're hanging on to? I just got this vision of imagining myself trying to go out there and go paddle boarding, but having the leg strap tied to a chair or something like that, and I'm towing the chair with me. We have to let go what we have, and the only way to let it go is to first acknowledge and to accept that we have it. So, whatever you're going through, I invite you to accept it. I've been working on this thing with the computer. It's a new platform for when people go and order the Complaint Free bracelet. And every day it's great. It's really great. And it's called ClickFunnels. And every day I get to something new, which sort of counteracts or negates something I've done before, or I reach a new level where I'm like, I like this. And what I have to do is, because my ego wants me to be done with it forever. You know, I've been working on this for months and my ego wants it to just be over with. And what I realized was I'm accepting every single day and moving through this process. And instead of approaching it with, oh man, what if I got to figure out today, you know? Instead, I go, I get to figure this out. I get to work through it. Every issue that's come up so far, I've figured out. So when we don't accept, we are putting a wall up. We are putting a wall up to our own higher thinking. We are putting a wall up to the universe. we need to accept. Now that, again, I hope I don't have to say this, but it seems like whenever I talk about something like this, I get these comments. That doesn't mean that we accept racism. That doesn't mean we accept the problems in our society. It means we accept that they exist. We accept that they exist, and we do our effort to change them. We change them in the way that we feel guided to change them. So if you're stuck in some area of your life, chances are you just haven't accepted. And I get that that's a very difficult thing sometimes. And until you do, it's like paddleboarding while dragging a chair. So since I said dragging a chair, now's your chance to click share, if you would please, if you want to share this with other people. We've had a number of people clicking share. And by the way, if you're here for the first time, let us know. Christy says she's grateful for learning to accept myself for who I am and learning to be the exception. Amen to that, Christy. Good for you. You are inimitable. I got that word from listening to Hamilton. Inimitable. Do you know what it means? It means that you are so unique that you are beyond replacement. Therefore, your value is incalculable. That's how valuable you are. So you're inimitable. Not our rodeo, not our zoo is a phrase Larry and I use. Very good, Linda. Yep, not my zoo, not my monkeys. Friend of mine used to say, if I say Bill, every one of my friends has been named Bill, it seems. Anyway, he said, man, get over it or die from it. But either way, stop talking about it. I liked that. Guy Finley said, letting go is the natural release, which follows the realization that holding on hurts. Great. Grateful for being, says Willow, acknowledging first, second, admit second, accept last. Got it. Very good, says Ed. I literally wrote about this in my journal this morning. See, now to me, that right there shows a God connection, shows a universal connection. So Linda, first one to click share. That's awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. So I got to tell you, there have been things in my life that I've struggled to accept. And you know, the old saying, you can wish in one hand because you wish it'll go away, and you can something in the other hand, see which one fills up. So the idea is don't wish it away. Accept it. You got to accept what's in the other hand and work through it, because we've all got stuff like that we need to work on. Meemaw says, shared. Thank you so much, Meemaw. Thanks, everybody, for being here with us, as always. I was going to give you an indication of what we're going to talk about today. Hey, today is April the 15th. It is tax day. And that's not right. Yeah, tomorrow, we're going to talk about curiosity. So I look forward to that. I think that's going to be very exciting. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Thanks to all of you. Continue to click share. I see them popping up. Teddy says, thanks. Love you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Oops, somebody long. Dominic and Juanita, I was wondering about the forecast in New Berlin. How could we leave without the forecast? Good morning, everyone. 39 degrees in New Berlin. Grateful for another wonderful day. Grateful to have the two of you with us today. All right, everybody. Enjoy today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.